You are next. It was summer. Every summer, around the middle of the summer, I used to go to my grandmother in the countryside. I always loved to go to her and looked forward to this event. And this year was no exception. I always loved a break from city life, especially since I had many friends. I spent all my time with them from morning till late at night. From the morning, I dressed in whatever clothes I had. I went to my friend's house to spend the whole day with her. We took a long walk and wandered around the village. And suddenly, a pet caught our eye, which neither I nor Alina had ever seen before. Out of stupidity and probably out of sheer boredom, we decided to take the path that led to the cemetery. We walked for a long time. The forest was getting thicker and thicker. And finally, we saw the cemetery. It was an old, abandoned cemetery. Alina was very brave, unlike me, and she quickly looked around and found the gate. It cracked open and we entered the cemetery. As we could see, the cemetery was previously developed by people, and some military men were buried here. The flowers on the graves had withered away long ago, and the ground here was very dry, which was very strange. I didn't like it and want to leave, but Alina did not even think about it. She began to study the inscription on the tombstones. The cemetery was big enough, and in order not to look like a coward, I began to examine the right side of it. After looking at a couple of graves, I found it too boring. It was already beginning to get dark. The cemetery was getting very creepy. I called out to Alina a few times. She didn't respond. I decided to shout some more. But again, without waiting for an answer, I decided to look around the cemetery. I tried to walk faster, and I did notice a tree root sticking out of the ground. I tripped over it and fell on one of the tombstones. Strangely enough, this grave was very fresh, as if it had been installed yesterday or today. It seemed silly to me, because I don't think anyone had come here in the last few years. I was shocked by the inscription I saw on the tombstone. Emilianova Alina Igorovna. Date of the dead. Today's date. Something very nasty, cold, grabbed me from behind. All my hands. No, you can't call it hands. The creature's paws were covered in fresh earth and blood. The only thing I heard the creature say was,
"You are next."